This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Now that the FBI and the Department of Justice have postponed a hearing on whether Apple should be forced to help the government unlock an iPhone used by one of the San Bernardino shooters, there are a few key questions. What third-party approached law enforcement with a solution, and what is the solution the government is going to try over the next few weeks? Security researchers have been talking about that second one for a long time. Joseph Lorenzo Hall is chief technologist at the nonprofit Center for Democracy and Technology. Joseph, can you describe the methods the FBI might be looking at?
There are things like decapsulation, where you etch or shave the top of a chip off and use a scanning tunneling microscope to check out the contents of the chip. And there's weirder things like bouncing lasers off. What we think is happening here is something called NAND mirroring, which is an easy way to explain it. Your phone has a little bit of memory in it, and you can overwrite that memory and make it forget the last few minutes of activity. And so in this case, you'd make it forget the last few passcode attempts so that it wouldn't erase itself.
Who might do this?
There's plenty of forensics companies that would have the capabilities to do this kind of a thing. It's not as complicated as some of the wilder, more fantastical techniques.
Do you have a sense of how much money a firm might make doing this for the government?
Yeah, I think it would be pretty profitable. There are many local law enforcement entities with hundreds of phones on their desks. And so you already could see the business case. You could, charge, $50,000 per one of those phones. You have a pretty penny sitting in your pocket.
So what happened here? Did Apple and the security industry basically call the government's bluff, and we're seeing that play out?
It's unclear what happened here. What I've been saying is it seems like it's three-quarters pomp and circumstance. Essentially, they recognize they're probably going to lose the legal case. And one-quarter, hey, that weird idea from those hippies might actually work, which, to give credit where credit's due, Daniel Kahn Gilmore of the ACLU was the first to sort of describe this technique.
So where do you see the debate heading from here?
We are very much teetering on a brink in some of our opinions, in the sense that democracy requires having space to make mistakes, spaces to keep secrets, so to speak. And fundamentally, the fight we're having right now is, should there be a place that the government categorically cannot reach? And inevitably, within a few years, we will get there when we start doing things like putting computers in our heads, which we call, computational supported cognitive work. And that's a place where I think we're going to have to set some hard lines about the government's ability to get access to that kind of information.
Joseph Lorenzo Hall is chief technologist at the nonprofit Center for Democracy and Technology. Joseph, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.